Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
May 2nd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I've particularly prepared for the last 3 days for this broadcast. Every stack of news here in front of me is incredibly important and beyond critical. That said, I have learned information the last 48 hours from multiple sources just dealing with what's happening on this planet that is so amazing that I have trouble even being on air. Because I'm not allowed to tell you about it. It was told to me in confidence. And so, the different individuals I talked to, I said, well, can I couch it and can I basically disguise where the information came from? And they said, no, we just want you to know this and that you've been dead on. And at some point, very soon, hopefully they will talk about it. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But there's a reason we came in with a short clip of Disney's Fantasia, Night on Bald Mountain, just to give you a little commentary on what we're dealing with here. But very high-level people have been having experiences that are biblical. And these have been individuals that didn't really believe in God, didn't really know what God was, and they're being shown directly just how spiritual this is. And I'm going to stop right there. But I've talked to multiple high-up individuals and who are witnesses to some things that I've talked about on air, how I know God's real and I know the devil's real, why every culture talks about this and same thing unfolds. But we know there's a time, the Bible tells us, when evil will be turned loose on the earth. And that is the time we're living in. When like a cup being poured out, God is going to remove the protection from us. That means all of us to a great extent, but those of us that believe in Christ and call on Christ's name and truly believe in Christ will have the greatest protection. In fact, that's what's led these individuals, you know, to really know how real God is, because they understood from what they heard from myself and others that if they did get attacked by this system spiritually, that it would only be Christ and the God of the Bible that would protect them. Because evil is extremely real. And we're going to be getting into a lot of that today. Wow. I'll tell you. It is mind-blowing. I did my best job to cover all of the news today. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very pleased, very honored, very blessed, very humbled to be here speaking to millions of you. I would just ask you all, however you're listening, to tell everybody you know to tune in now. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
One of the toughest parts of my job is that when I'm told things in confidence, individuals at every level of culture that's off record, so I have more information, but I can't share it with you. And I really wish I could share the information I've learned in the last 48 hours with you. It would be extremely enlightening and informative, but it's not time for that to happen yet, and so I won't. But a lot of what we're going to cover here today basically foreshadows what we already know, and that's what we're dealing with, good versus evil. So I have a large stack, one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 stacks. Some stacks are 10, 15 articles. Some stacks are just 5 articles. Some stacks are 30 articles. Every one of them, I could spend the next 4 hours on that alone. But we're going to run through this as quickly as we can. So let me tell you what's in the stacks. I have a giant mass child kidnapping, torture and murder stack, even coming out in Congress. The stack will make you cry or make you be enraged or both. We also have the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. 3 of the 4 biggest banks that have failed in history have failed in the last 2 years. There is no doubt this is a design collapse out of control. This stack on the economy is beyond critical as well. Then we have the massive explosion of crime, particularly by illegal aliens and human smugglers, that ties into the earlier stack, and the attempts to cover that up by the globalists that have hijacked the country. We have that stack. We have the AI stack. Google's grandfather of AI, the top AI expert in the world, hands down, this is CNN, quits to spread word about dangers of AI, warns it will lead to bad things, and is already out of control. And then the whole stack gets into massive layoffs already coming, already happening because of AI at IBM, you name it. Then we have more election news. Hell freezes over. Trump to participate in the CNN New Hampshire town hall. Big stack on election news. Giant stack on lawsuits over government censorship and surveillance. Huge stacks on very important information dealing with zero-point energy. Another incredibly important stack on the environmental cult run by big central banks and the carbon taxes to destroy society and create neo-feudalism. And RFK Jr., hands down, the number one real environmentalist on Earth, actually cleans up toxic waste dumps and things like that. He's come out and says that the climate system is a scam run by Bill Gates to bringing totalitarian control on society. We have the video of that as well. We have huge poison vaccine news. Bombshell, Pfizer and FDA aggressively push COVID vaccine on pregnant women despite knowing mRNA shot could cause dire fetal and infant risk, including an 82% increase in miscarriages in the first two trimesters, a 24% increase in stillbirths and death in the third trimester. That's only one article in that stat. We have another key stack with all the numbers coming in of mainstream media literally dying. And the public, more than two-thirds of them, see them as the number one enemy. It just goes on and on and on. We have a big stack on the so-called imminent counteroffensive of the Ukrainians that I believe has already begun. And so much more today. Also, Maria Z will be hosting the fourth hour, but I have no guest today because we have a ton of clips and the news that I just mentioned and a lot more. Like Tucker Carlson, no one cares if you're a flat earther, but if you question Building 7, you'll lose your job. A clip from him in March, a month and a half ago, has now gone mega viral. We have a clip of when he visited here in Austin, 2014, where I was educating him on Building 7. We'll be playing that clip today. So that's just some of what we're going to be dealing with. And the first thing I'm going to go ahead and cover is what's happening with the banks. Now, it's very simple. The private central bank since 2008, in the last big contrived crisis to get Obama into office, that gave quadrillions to the private banks, they got all the free money and then got to loan it out to people with very, very cheaper, nearly free credit. They vertically consolidated the economy with that system. Now, starting 2 years and 4 months ago, 5 months ago, when Biden got into office via fraud, they began to restrict the flow of credit and money, while at the same time increasing IRS enforcers on the working class to squeeze them, even though the working class, blue collar particularly, pays almost none of the taxes. It's purely to drive them into abject poverty and crime, weaponization, enemy of the people. They began to raise interest rates, which they just did again. If they just froze it, the banking collapse would stop. But instead, they hiked them in a surprise rate hike. And a week later, you saw the second largest bank failure in U.S. history take place on the heels of the last bank a month and a half ago. And, of course, what happened with FTX and the rest of it. First Republic Bank collapse spurs fears of banking system for the broader economy. But don't worry, Biden promises banking system safe and sound after First Republic collapse. Everything is going well, he says. He needs to finish his job, though, destroying the country. As the Fed examines banking woes, small businesses already feel the crunch. Washington Post. First Republic Bank is seized, sold to J.P. Morgan in second largest U.S. bank failure in history. Let's read part of this article. As part of the agreement, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation will share losses with J.P. Morgan on First Republic's loans. The agency estimates that its insurance fund would take a $13 billion hit in the deal. J.P. Morgan also said it would receive $50 million in financing from the FDIC. San Francisco-based First Republic, the second-largest bank to fail in U.S. history, lost $100 billion in deposits in March run following the collapse of fellow Bay Area lender Silicon Valley Bank. It limped along for weeks after a group of America's biggest banks came to its rescue with a $30 billion deposit. Those deposits will be repaid after the deal closes, J.P. Morgan said. Three of the four largest ever bank failures have occurred the past 2 months. First Republic, with some $233 billion in assets at the end of the first quarter, ranks just behind the 2008 collapse of Washington Mutual, Inc. Rounding out the top four are Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, a New York-based lender that also failed in March. The deal means J.P. Morgan, the largest bank in the U.S., is poised to emerge from the current crisis even bigger. And this is all about collapsing the system and then bringing in a new digital system, the central bank digital currency. J.P. Morgan deal forces Biden administration to defend record mergers. J.P. Morgan acquisition of First Republic received too big to fail talk. And it goes on and on and on. Global bank lending standards tightened to GFC levels. Not since 2008 have we seen this. Futures dip after shock RBA rate hike as Fed's meeting begins. And it goes on and on and on. All contrived, all right on time, as we predicted. Total weaponization against the people. We'll have inflation and recession we're already in, slash deepening into a depression, while the very people running it say there's no crisis at all, but they are the authors of the crisis. They won't let the crisis go to waste. They'll ride in with their digital programmable currency on its back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Years of lockdowns around the world that put the world economy into free fall, and right on time, the private central banks cut the money off, and now the free fall is accelerating with First Republic, second largest bank failure in U.S. history. Three of the four biggest ever have happened in the last couple months. They tell you there's no crisis. Biden says everything's fine. We've got the video here, but I'm not going to subject you to it. Watch KJP, that's the press secretary, Dodge, when asked if Biden administration is bracing for more bank failures. The you-know-what just hit the fan across markets. Regional banks in free fall. Zero Hedge article showing the graphs on that. Graph like that, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a radio listener, you look at the number there, that signals depression right there. This is the sharpest tightening of credit in history, analyst report. U.S. core factory orders, first annual contraction since December 2020. Labor market in free fall as job opening slide. Quits tumble to two-year low. IBM to stop hiring for roles that be replaced by AI. Nearly 8,000 workers be replaced by automation. Mention of job cuts overtake labor shortages, cost control, job cuts in, growth is out. Morgan Stanley prepares to cut 3,000 jobs as M&A activity soar. Hindenburg unveils short position in ITN Enterprises company, inflated by 75%. All of the companies playing games are going to be exposed. That's just some of the news on that front. We'll be opening the phones up on the financial design crisis and tying it all into the carbon taxes and regulations that they are rolling out. That is a particularly important stack that I'm going to be getting into in the last segment of this hour. Some key clips of RFK Jr. exposing what it's really designed to do. Of course, it's word for word what we've been saying, because we're all looking at the same truth here. But what I want to get into now is this stack right here. Now, this is just the last few days. This is what I told you about 2 weeks ago. I had a meeting with the feds. Good feds, because we know their record and what they do. Some very high-level feds at the middle of the highest echelon, the people in charge, and they said, we cannot be part of this. You're about to see all the whistleblower information come out about tens of thousands of kidnapped children, tens of thousands of convicted pedophiles ordered released by Biden. And we've given this to Congress and we've given this to others, but they've not released it yet. We think it's about to be released, but this is being given to you to make sure. And I'm like, oh my God, it's massive and it's horrible and it's names and it's court cases and it's documents. And it's like trying to eat an elephant with one bite at a time. And I told him, I said, I will try and I will work with the limited crew we have to go through all this. And so we're doing that. And then I was like, oh, thank God. 3 or 4 days later, it started all coming out in Congress, and they started to bring it forward. And senators and Congress people were talking about it. It's just, it's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And it makes your head spin. I mean, these are thousands of cases just in one sector in Texas. Where over 20,000 pedophiles the last 2 years have been ordered release. And obviously, the Border Patrol, the FBI, the federal marshals, the judges, all of them are just completely flabbergasted. And that's why you see the congressional hearings where it's beyond politics now. Even the Democrats are looking at Mayorkas and saying, most of the Democrats, a bunch of them are bad, are like, what are you doing? You can't release people that are like five-time convicted child rapists. I mean, these are people that rape babies, okay? So we got a bunch of news on that. And we'll do our best going over it. But, again, it's like trying to drink out of a fire hose turned on high. But we've reached a tipping point where folks in the government realize, okay, we have real psychotic criminals running things. These aren't just people stealing money to be rich. These are people that really want to destroy the country and really want to hurt children. And they're hitting that point where they're just like, what do we do? So there are over 10,000 whistleblowers from the federal government that have, in just the last 2 years, that have told Congress what's going on. And instead of it getting better, it's gotten worse. So next segment, we're going to be going through this. But what we're preparing to do is just, the only way we can do it is, okay, here's the first report about the 20,000 pedophiles and the 30-plus thousand kids, and many of them killed. But let's now just spotlight one case per article. And then you spotlight a case where I got convicted 5 times of pedophilia and child rape and child smuggling, is given a job in the U.S. driving a disabled children's bus in Texas where they then assault more children. I mean, that's just one of the cases. We have the court documents. And Biden says release them. That's just one example, okay? I mean, they release people now that shoot at the police and hit the police cars, but they didn't hit a cop, so they released them. I mean, it's so road warrior, and again, it's designed to break down society. That's coming up. And they're about to get rid of Title 42 and make it 10 times worse. So I'm going to hit that next segment. Please remember, we are embattled. We are barely in the black. We need extra funds to actually get more reporters and be able to get back on the offense. Plus, we have great products you need. Everybody needs to understand this is a critical focal point of the resistance, and plus the products are fantastic. Everybody needs to commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get highest rated water filtration systems at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere for the highest rated out there. Leading competitors twice as much. Some of the units that have the same specs, they sell, you know, on the fancy side for 3 times what we sell it. Alexa Pure Breeze. You need to get 1776 testosterone boost that naturally boosts your vitality, your libido, your energy, your stamina. It's a great product. InfoWarsStore.com. That sale is going to end soon. 40% off. We have the Pain MD. Also excellent natural pain mitigation. Just a private label of what is already a bestseller in the country. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and order products via the phone. Also, we have the Ultimate Krill Oil, highest rated out there, so good for you. Turbo Force sold out for 8 months, back in stock, 10 hours clean energy. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Also, Real Red Pill is selling out soon. Does incredible things for your body, but it's 40% off as well. That sale will end soon on the Real Red Pill. We'll be right back.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air and never submit to these tyrants.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
A little more than 500 years ago, the Portuguese and the Spanish navies had developed what they call rudders or maps, enabling them to go to Japan and China and start trade with those countries, but also to go to what they call the Gold Coast of Africa, where most of the slaves were captured and sold by Africans to them, and then taken to the Caribbean and then later to the Americas to set up the modern slave trade that they had basically adopted from the Arabs. Slavery was an institution all over the world. No one's defending it. It was terrible. But what we're seeing today is a modern human trafficking slave network that has bigger per year numbers than the Spanish and the Portuguese could ever be engaged in, and what they built their empire on, or empires on, their allied empires of the Portuguese and the Spanish that dominated the world for 250 years until the British unseated them.
And so when we talk about numbers of 30-plus thousand children, that's what they estimate in the Texas sector alone in the last 2.5 years under Biden, knowingly trafficked, some as old as just a few months, as young, shipped into the United States, handed over to God knows who, and now they know in many cases convicted pedophiles, including convicted pedophiles smuggling them across. So last week they had more hearings in Congress. Examples of this were given. And Biden and the Justice Department are doing everything they can to block federal judges and others, including FBI agents, FBI task forces, and federal marshals, as well as ICE agents, from being able to even pursue them or, when they catch them, prosecute them. The max they're being given is a few months in jail for the misdemeanor violation of crossing the border illegally. That's when they're caught with children. They are released. And then the children are given to God knows who. Here's Senator Josh Hawley talking about it, just a small part of his testimony.
The truth is, Mark, that they have allowed, the Biden administration has allowed 345,000 kids to be smuggled across the border. They've completely lost track of almost 100,000 of them. I mean, completely lost track. And now we know, though, where they are, because the New York Times and others have tracked them down. They are being used for child labor. They are being sold into sex trafficking. The Biden administration is facilitating the biggest child trafficking operation in American history. People need to go to jail for this.
Well, I hope people are paying attention, but you know how short their memory is. It tends to be politically. And now Joe Biden wants to tell you that everything is rainbows and unicorns and he's running for reelection.
Yeah, I mean, here is a guy who is literally turning over kids into modern day slavery. A guy who has made life completely unaffordable and unlivable for the working class in this country. You go out on our streets now, you get shot out courtesy of his policies. And, yeah, he thinks he deserves another 4 years. I mean, give me a break. I bet the Democrats, Mark, are secretly just pulling their hair out that they're going to be stuck with this guy for a whole nother campaign.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Now, that's just a part of him on an interview. We also have some clips of him testifying in Congress. And you notice he said 100-something thousand. The numbers we've got from high-level feds that have the databases is it's more than 20,000 pedophiles have been released the last 2.5 years just in Texas. You heard me, 20,000. And that they estimate 30,000 children were with them or given to them. So that's out of that number of 100-something thousand. You've got 30,000 from their information conservatively handed over. Think of the numbers of that. Think of a football stadium with 30,000 children, and they're just being turned over. And then even the left starts covering their ass with articles in the New York Times, Washington Post, going, oh, hundreds of thousands are in slave labor, some as young as 7. Look, slave labor is terrible, but the raping is obviously, and the sex trafficking is what's even worse. And now it's boiling over to the general population of U.S. citizens. It's happening to U.S. citizens' children. And the reports of children being kidnapped, and they don't find a lot of them later because the crime is so out of control. But once they do, little girls grabbed at Mavericks games, and they find them 2 weeks later in Oklahoma City in a hotel room with literally hundreds of men had been raping them. I mean, this is just, and it's a blip. You don't even hear about it. You hear about slavery and African reparations and white people are bad, and the trans children need to have their genitals cut off. And the reason I raise that is, and that goes in the rest of the stack, is that it's all part of the same group. It's not just raping the children, but having major hospitals and major institutions now move to sterilize children as young as 2. Told you that was happening in Europe. Now it's happening here. I have mainstream news now reporting on major university hospitals beginning the transition of children as young as 2. You heard me right. How in the hell could a child decide at 2 they're another sex? Here it is. Sick. North Carolina's leading medical institution, Duke UNC, and ECU offers transgender treatments to 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds. Big detailed article, Gateway Pundit, with all the links to their own website and to the hospitals admitting they're doing this. Now, I mean, I can talk for 4 hours about this alone and the links and the articles. Look at this. And it goes on and on. And who's behind it at the top? Epstein's private calendar emerges. Among prominent names listed are Biden's CIA chief and Goldman Sachs top lawyer. Let that sink in. That's who runs the CIA currently. And that's who's secretly, I mean, just like they caught the Israeli intelligence chief there on photographs over and over again. Getting an idea who's running this here? Gets worse. I've seen this book. It was in an awesome middle school library. We covered it. I will not show it on air. It shows children having sex with adults in graphic cartoons that are very lifelike, should be illegal. I mean, I felt like I was committing a crime even looking at it. I've never seen images of children having sex with adults and found myself blessed because, you know, the Internet was early around. You click on a link and it wouldn't be a NASCAR race. It would be a woman having sex with a horse. I've seen stuff like that, and you never get out of your head, or women eating feces, never get out of your head. You know, the clip just starts, and all of a sudden it's a woman eating crap. I'm sorry to be gross here, but I've been blessed enough to never run into child porn. This, ladies and gentlemen, is given to middle school and elementary school and high school students, and Chelsea is recommending the book, and I will not show the book on air. Our stations will take us off if we do, and I agree they should, but this is shown to children. Twitter fact check confirms book Chelsea Clinton promotes for children contains graphic sex acts. And let me just read to you what the graphic sex acts are. And it's in the article if you want to go look at it. Genderqueer, the book shows the photo features sexually explicit material. The book contains visual depictions of oral sex, masturbation, adult sexual contact with a minor. Twitter fact check said it was true. When people criticized it, the left said, no, it's not true. She's going around the country on a tour saying, don't ban this book. It's not banning the book to say you're not going to give it to sixth graders, you witch, you monster. That's not banning a book. If I catch my 10-year-old son with a Hustler porno mag under his bed and I take it away, I'm not banning Hustler. I'm not shutting down Hustler. My 10-year-old doesn't get to have that. And that's adult sex acts. This is pedophilic, and this is pushed on little children by the monster Hillary Clinton's daughter. And it's all of them doing this. When we come back, I'm going to play stuff even worse. And I've confirmed what's in this report. This is one of these conferences with law enforcement and investigators of child porn. And this is the type of child porn going on the web right now, including people having sex with babies as the baby comes out of the woman with the umbilical cord attached as a fetish. And then it gets worse. They kill the babies. And I'm not going to play the whole clip. It's too graphic. But I want you to know what they're doing. And then we'll show you who their armies are on the streets here and in Europe to come get your children. They're now coming to your doors and saying, you want access to your two-year-old. We're liberals. Well, why? Well, just let us talk to your two-year-old and we'll explain why. You're going to see the video for yourself. So Trump always says, they're not coming after me. They're trying to get through me to get to you. Well, in reality, they're not after you. They're after me. And here's the image of a little girl. You need to be in the way. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers?
law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But at the highest level, they weaponized the medical system and the psychological system, the psychiatric system, and then brainwashed children in public and private schools, even in preschools and kindergartens, that they're another sex. Then the parents are induced to go along with it, or the children, in many cases, are now being taken away, even in areas of the United States, but particularly in Europe. And then they begin chemical and then physical mutilation and castration of the children. We just covered mainline news as young as two-year-olds here in the United States that's happening too. So that's all done with the facade of the medical system and care. But at the lower level, they're flooding us with all these children from the third world who can then be put into the sex trafficking and slavery system to feed this program that they've set up in Europe and the U.S. and other Western countries, where it is an induction ceremony to abuse children, first 15-year-olds, then 10-year-olds, then 8-year-olds, then 5-year-olds, and 2-year-olds. And as you graduate up into the higher levels, you then have to kill children to be a made member of the organization. You've all heard about the mafia. You got to make your bones and kill people, and different gangs. You got to rob a liquor store. You got to kill a certain number of people before you move up. That's to prove your loyalty and so they have dirt on you. Well, this is a cult. It makes you abuse children. And this clip gone around for about a year. I checked it out. It was an accurate conference with people that investigate this and law enforcement. And I've read the different federal cases in Europe, in the U.S., with things far worse than what you're about to hear, where they kill the children, including two-year-olds, slit their throats, blow their brains out, you name it, strangle them, hang them on meat hooks after they're done raping them, and they make snuff films. And so imagine being the good side of law enforcement that hasn't been taken over yet by this, and they keep busting judges, state and federal judges, they keep busting police chiefs, they keep busting people, like a federal judge just last week's wife, ex-wife, trying to go to a hotel, they have recordings, trying to rape an eight-year-old girl. So, I mean, that's just last week. This is all over the place. And it's a satanic spirit. It's coming after our youth. So let's play just part of this clip.
So every time a dot shows up, that is someone that's trading or viewing child pornography right now as we speak. So that's how prevalent this is. And I didn't really know what child pornography was. You know, we all sort of have an idea of it, and I was afraid to ask as a mother, you know, because it would be very painful to hear. And I felt like I had to ask, though, and I feel like I have to share it with you guys now. And it is disturbing, and I want to warn you, but I feel it's my responsibility to tell you guys because it is the truth, and I believe if we all knew this, we would dedicate much more of ourselves to stopping it. So when I asked what child pornography entailed, yes, it's nude images of boys and girls under the age of 18. But now because of high-speed internet, it's also videos very prominently. And videos of kids, and by kids I mean prepubescent, visibly prepubescent. And they make the distinction because of the internet and there's so much content, these pedophiles are desensitized. Because of that, the kids are getting younger, and the content is getting that much more devastating. So when this law enforcement officer told me this, I asked him how young are the young kids he's seeing, and he told me infants. And I have a six-month-old baby. So I said, what does that mean, you know? Like, what does an infant mean? And he said, with the umbilical cord still attached. I know it's so devastating to hear this, and I'm really sorry to share this, but I'm grateful that you guys are listening because this is actually happening, and it's important that we know this and that it resonates with us so that we think about this in our days and in our personal life. So I asked them what happens in these videos, and, you know, unspeakable things happen, but I'm, again, going to speak about them because I feel like if these kids are experiencing this, the least that they deserve is for us to hear what is actually happening to them. So, no, it's not just touching. There is penetration. There is extreme torture and bondage. There's bestiality, which is having an animal penetrate the child or infant. There is incest. I mean, they said you think of it, anything you can think of, it's out there and it's being traded. And it's 30 to 50 million files a day being traded that we know of. I mean, you can see what's happening right now. And this is happening to any child and every child. You know, 90% of children know their abusers. So, you know, our children are at risk. You may know this person. It may be a doctor. It may be a coach. You know, I thought that people that were working with children were people that wanted to protect them. But oftentimes it's people who have this propensity for wanting to lure children, and they find out a profession that gives them access to children and lots of them. And ideal victims are young children because they can't speak up and they don't make great witnesses if they do. Only 10% of children actually do speak up once they've been abused. So what's incredible about the Child Rescue Coalition is that they are proactive. They don't wait for these children to speak up. They can identify these pedophiles. They can see the IP address that's trading this child pornography. They don't
all right.
know. There's no
and it goes on. I'll have the full video. It's like 6 minutes long, posted under the live show feed at Infowars.com, so you can go see the rest for yourself. But what I do here is give you the rest of the story. Again, the CIA with the German government in West Germany in the 60s, 70s, 80s, or early 90s placed tens of thousands of children per city with convicted pedophiles to, quote, create the new civilization. That's even been in New Yorker magazine years after we told you about it. We've covered that ad nauseum. So just remember the big picture. Now, for pedophile light, they train the teachers with the gay pride, with the LGBTQ plus evil, to create files, start telling children as young as three that they're really under sex, confuse them, say your mommy or daddy's going to be mean to you, don't tell them, using pedophile tactics, exact same tactics. knowing that, again, only about 10% will tell them this, while their brains are being brainwashed, while they're being wrecked. And then they induct them into the medical system. They pass laws to take kids as young as five if the parents don't affirm that they've been told they're this new thing. When they're young and don't know who they are and can be easily confused by so-called teachers. And it's the same program from Australia to New Zealand to Europe to Canada to the U.S. It's all over the Western world, corporate sponsored. And when we stand up to it, they say, oh, we just want to have drag queens dancing around. No, you want men dressed as women with access to children, training the children to be sexually approached. So these are all the classic tactics of pedophiles hiding behind these systems. And then what the teachers do, and it's all come out in their training manuals, they'll ask the little girl, why are you always wearing dresses? Why are you always wearing pink? It's a battle plan. It's in the training manuals. We've shown them on air. Well, does your mommy not know you can be a boy, too? It's fun to be a boy. And then the little girl goes, I like boys, too. Well, you're a boy. You're playing with a dump truck, you know, here in the toy area of the school. And then they just use the psychology. We show you the training videos where they're bold enough to show now with kindergartners saying, what are you, a boy or girl? And the little boy goes, well, I'm non-binary. And they go, good, we taught you well. They're teaching them this. They're grooming them. They go to city council and admit that they're grooming them. So in reality, they're not after you. They're after the little children. We just need to be in the way. And the UN and dozens of documents, including their new official one they put out 2 weeks ago, says children, quote, must have sexual partners, says United Nations. That's a close quote. And that they will train them that as young as five should be able to make the decision whether they want to have sex with adults. I just showed you the book that Chelsea Clinton promotes that shows children having sex with adults and how pleasurable and how good it is. Does your neighbor want to take you in the shed and give you a blowjob? It's so fun. Do it. I mean, that's what's going on. I just showed you that last segment. Then a little boy is smacked down by the school board for telling him he can't wear their only two-gender T-shirt. You can't then resist the leading edge of their takeover where they're having sexual identity discussions with your children. Meanwhile, DeSantis signs bill to authorize death penalty for child rapists in Florida. It goes on from there. So I have a clip when we come back of a woman coming to a man's door. This is a real clip. This has happened to people I know personally in Austin with the teachers. And they literally will even confront parents and say, why is your two-year-old daughter wearing dresses? Well, she likes them. No, you're making her wear that. And you need to let her know she can be a little boy. They're very aggressive. They mean business. And you need to understand that they're coming for you. They're coming for your children. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.